And what we're going to do is have our Bible reading. You'll find it on your pink service sheets. It's from Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 13. And as I read this out, guys, I want you to be thinking, what word is repeated three times? Okay? So have a listen. What word is repeated three times? As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. Comfort, absolutely right. Well done. Yeah, the word comfort. And that's what we're going to be thinking about a bit more this morning. But I thought we'd start with doing a quick survey. Not thinking about what makes us comfortable, but actually what makes us uncomfortable. So put your hands up if any of these things. I've done some research, and I reckon for some people, what is it? Spider. Hands up if a spider makes you feel a bit uncomfortable. Quite a few of you. Okay. What about this one? Where do you think this guy is? Where do you think he's gone? At the dentist, that's right. Does anyone go to the dentist make you feel a bit uncomfortable? Some of the older adults who've been there a few times, no doubt. And does anyone know what's going on there? What's that look like? Any ideas? What is it? It's an injection, absolutely right. Hands up if you don't like injections. They can make us feel pretty uncomfortable. So quite a few of you. But what we're actually thinking about, not is what makes us uncomfortable, but who makes us comfortable. And what our Bible reading tells us is that actually we get comfort from God. God. So, God gives comfort. That's what our Bible verse is telling us, okay? So we might think, well, Andy, that's all very well, but what does this comfort look like, and why does God do that? Well, really helpfully in our verse, it says, look, as a mother comforts her child, that is, as your mum comforts her child, so God will comfort you. Okay? It's God speaking in our verse. He says, look, I'm going to comfort you just like your mum comforts you. So it's a good idea to think about how our mums comfort us, especially today. Why today? Yeah. It's Mother's Day, absolutely right. Now, one of the things our mothers do, our mums do for us, especially when we're little, is they give us hugs and cuddles, don't they? If we're upset or scared, they'll give us a cuddle and we'll feel comforted. We'll feel better. And perhaps when we've hurt ourselves, why might we be given one of these? Any ideas what that is? It's a plaster, yeah. So if we've cut our knee, then our mum might give us a plaster to help comfort us. And if we've got something in our eye or we need some medicine, well, our mum might help us with that as well. So when we're hurting, our mums comfort us. It's why mums are brilliant. But they do lots of other things as well. Perhaps we're scared if we're crossing the road or in a really busy supermarket. And our mums will hold our hand, won't they? And we'll feel comforted. We'll feel better. But they do lots of other things. If we're hungry, how do you think our mum comforts us when we're hungry? Yep. Gives us food. Healthy cheeseburger. That'll make us feel better. It's corn, so it's low fat. But also, if we've been outside and it's hot, it's cold, we come in all wet and shivering, well, our mums might run us a really hot bath. That'll make us feel better. That'll comfort us. And maybe the best thing of all, they might make us a cup of hot chocolate as well. So in all these ways and many other ways, our mums comfort us, which is why we want to say thank you to our mums for being brilliant, not just on Mother's Day. Maybe we should say thank you every day. But these are just some of the things that our mums do for us. And what our Bible verse says, what God says in the Bible is, look, the way your mum comforts you, I'm going to comfort you too. Now, why do our mums comfort us like this? Any ideas? Yep. Ah, brilliant. Exactly. That's why they do it, isn't it? Because they love us. And that's what God's saying. Look, because your mums comfort you because they love you, I'm going to comfort you too. Why? Well, because God loves us as well. So we need to think a little bit about what God's comfort to us will look like. And here's the thing. It's not talking about God giving us eye drops or running us a hot bath or even making us a hot chocolate. That's not how God comforts us. So how does God comfort us? Well, this may surprise you, but the word comfort in the Bible has a very particular meaning. And it means to allow you to breathe again, to take another breath. Okay? So what I'd like to do is a quick experiment. Everyone take a deep breath in and then breathe out. Keep breathing out. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Empty your lungs. No air in your lungs. Keep going. And then take a breath in. Feels good, doesn't it, to take that breath. When you think, oh, I'm nearly out of air. I've nearly run out of oxygen. Oh, that's better. And the way God comforts people is he allows them to take another breath. Well, when might we need to do that? Well, hands up if you've ever been to the beach. Have you ever been to the beach? Have you ever been wave jumping in the beach? A couple of you, have you ever got knocked over by a wave? It's quite scary, isn't it? It can feel like you're in the middle of a washing machine, you don't know which way is up, and you start to run out of breath, and you think, I need to take another breath, but I can't because I'm underwater. Well, what happens is then somebody comes along and they grab you and they pull you out of the sea. Oh, that's better. I can take another breath. So when God talks about giving people comfort, he's talking about rescuing them. Okay. Now, is that right? Well, I think it's right, because if we go back, we're going to travel back in time. Okay. 2,500 years. That's when Isaiah wrote, when God wrote this and Isaiah wrote it down. Sorry. When God spoke this and Isaiah wrote it down, it was 2,500 years ago. Now, that's quite a long time, isn't it? If you imagine how old Will is, okay, over there, times it by 10, you're nearly at 2,500. Okay, it's a very long time ago. Very long time ago. We're going to go back 2,500 years ago, because God promised to his people then, don't worry, I will comfort you. And the way God comforted them is he rescued them. See, what happened with God's people? God said, look, you've got a choice. You can either live my way, or you can say, actually, I'll go my own way. Okay? But God said, look, if you go my way, then you need to live with me as king. So the people, well, they had a little meeting and they had a little chat and they scratched their heads and they said, okay, we've come up with a decision. God, actually, we think we'll be better off going our own way. So that's what they did. So they changed. So they left a place called Israel, which is where was God's special land. Okay. And they ended up in a place in Babylon because they went their own way. Now, here's the thing. When they got to Babylon, it meant that they weren't under God as their king. There were another king. And here he is. And he is called King Nebuchadnezzar. We'll call him King Nebi, because that's a bit easier to remember. Now, does he look like a nice king? He doesn't look like a nice king. Is it because he's got a moustache? Then maybe that's what it is. Okay? Actually, you're absolutely right. He wasn't a nice king. When God's people got there, they said, hang on, we want to be back in Israel. We don't want to be in Babylon. Because when they were in Babylon, it was like they were in prison. They weren't very happy at all. In fact, it was worse than that. They felt like they were drowning and they couldn't breathe. They said, this is really bad. I'd rather just give up. They were having such a horrible time in Babylon. But amazingly, God says, look, I'm going to give you comfort. So do you know what God did? He took them out of Babylon and he brought them back to Israel. And in our Bible reading, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. So there, if we think back 2,500 years ago, we see the way God comforted his people then was by rescuing them from Babylon. But you might think, well, Andy, that was a very, very long time ago. And actually, King Nebi, he's been dead for quite some time now. So what has this got to do with us? Well, we don't live in Babylon, and we don't particularly want to live in Israel either. So maybe this is all quite irrelevant. But what I want us to understand this morning is that God giving comfort is still the most exciting, bestest news ever today. But it may not feel like it. And the reason it doesn't feel like it is because we don't feel uncomfortable. See, if someone gives you a plaster but you haven't cut your knee, you don't feel you need it, do you? And we might think, well, we don't need God to comfort us because I don't feel uncomfortable. But what we need to understand is this. If we're going to think this is brilliant, we need to understand this. An uncomfortable truth. Because if we realise that we're uncomfortable, then it will be great news that God gives us comfort, won't it? So what is the uncomfortable truth? Well, we may think, well, 2,500 years ago is a very long time ago, and we wear very different clothes to people back then. But the Bible tells us actually we're not very different. God in the Bible tells us that actually, although we could go God's way, all of us choose to go our own way instead. Now, what happens as a result? Well, we're not in Babylon, but actually, what happens if we choose to go our own way rather than God's way, then there's something that we miss out on, which is huge. See, if we go God's way, we get to go to heaven. Now, heaven's going to be brilliant because all the good things we enjoy now are going to be in heaven because God will be there, and it's God who gives us those good things. But heaven is for God's friends. And actually, the Bible says, look, if you go your own way, then you're not God's friend at all, you're his enemy. So you're not going to get to heaven. Now we might think, well, that's pretty uncomfortable. Thanks, Andy, for reminding us of that. But that is not the uncomfortable truth. The uncomfortable truth is even worse than that. And there's one little word that will help us, and it's this. Look, the Bible says not only have we all gone our own way and we're enemies of God, but it says we're unable to do anything about it. There's nothing we can do to get to heaven ourselves. Nothing at all. Now, we might say, well, Andy, I'm not too sure about that because you're forgetting something. You're forgetting that I go to church, and not just any church. I go to St. Mary's, and not just every now and then. I go every week. But God says in the Bible, actually, that doesn't get you to heaven. It's a good thing to do, but it doesn't get you to heaven. You say, ah, well, you're forgetting something else. You're forgetting that I go to a Church of England church, and I was baptized as a baby. Well, God says in the Bible, actually, that doesn't get you to heaven either. In fact, getting baptized at any age doesn't get you to heaven. So we're running out of ideas, aren't we? But the point is that we are unable to get to heaven ourselves. But you might think, well, actually, Andy, there's one other thing that you're forgetting. And on today of all days, you're forgetting that I've got a mum. And my mum can do almost anything. And mums are great, aren't they? But actually, the Bible says even our mums can't get us to heaven. That is the uncomfortable truth that the Bible talks about. There's nothing we can do to get ourselves to heaven. Now, if we realise that, if we are now sitting uncomfortably, well, all of a sudden, we begin to realise why it's such good news. What did we learn earlier? God gives comfort, okay? And the reason that's such good news for us today is because God gives us comfort as well. It's not just something he did 2,500 years ago. God can comfort us today as well. Well, if God's going to comfort us, it'll have to be a rescue, won't it? There's nothing we can do ourselves. How are we going to get to heaven? That's the comfort we need. How is that going to be possible? Well, brilliantly, even though we can do nothing ourselves, God has done something for us. And because he loves us, he sent his son Jesus. Now, Jesus is unique. Jesus is a one-off. And the reason he's so special is because, unlike every one of us, he always went God's way and has always been God's friend. But what Jesus did is he swapped places with us. So Jesus, who was never an enemy of God, swaps places with those who are. And Jesus became an enemy of God in our place. Now, how do we know that? Well, that's why Jesus died, because he was God's enemy. But you see what's happened? See, if we swap places with Jesus, where are we now? Well, we get to be God's friends and live in heaven forever. See, the comfort that God gives us today is this. God gives us Jesus. And what the Bible tells us is if we say thank you to God for sending Jesus and say, look, we are now going to go your way, well, we can look forward to heaven forever and ever and ever. So even though we're unable to do anything ourselves, because of what Jesus has done, then actually we can be with God in heaven. That's why I think it's brilliant news. So should we pray together? Dear God, we do thank you for today, and thank you for our mums and all that they do for us. And we thank you that you comfort us as well, that you have sent Jesus to take our place as your enemy, that if we trust in him, we might be friends with you and look forward to heaven forever and ever. Amen.